Of the 6 new Indigenous Justice Centers, IJC, announced in BC, 2 will be established in Burns Lake and Hazelton. The BC First Nations Justice Council, BCFNJC, announced on October 17 that these IJCs are set to open by December 2024, with additional centers planned for Williams Lake, Kamloops, Cranbrook, and Port Hardy. An ICJ delivers culturally relevant information, advice, support, and representation for Indigenous individuals. All Indigenous peoples can access free legal and outreach services for criminal or child protection issues, regardless of their eligibility for legal aid. BCFNJC stated that the locations were selected following consultations, leadership, guidance, and engagement with First Nations. Including the 9 existing IJCs, such as those in Prince Rupert and Prince George, the total will reach 15 centers across BC. BCFNJC Chair Corey Wilson said these new IJCs were designed in partnership with local First Nations, aiming to surround Indigenous people with care, respect, and understanding as they navigate the justice system. Our teams of IJC lawyers, resource and support workers, elders, and aunties are there to support First Nations and their community members in their justice journeys, every step of the way, Wilson said in a statement. All 204 First Nations in BC were invited to express interest in collaborating with BCFNJC staff to develop a business case for an IJC on their homelands. BCFNJC indicated that site locations were approved based on expressions of interest from First Nations, demographic research, legal aid applications, and the needs of local courts. In Burns Lake, consultations were conducted with the chief and staff of several First Nations, including Wet'suwet'en First Nation Chief Maureen Lugie, former Lake Babine First Nation Chief Murphy Abrahams, Silkaz Co. First Nation Chief Wes Sam, and Natahibun First Nation Chief Marcella Morris. Input was also gathered from organizations such as Carrier Sakani Family Services and Parents Legal Centers in Smithers. Similarly, in Hazelton, discussions included Sik Edok Band Manager Velma Sutherland, Kispia Ox First Nation Chief Colin Sutherland Wilson, Git N Max First Nation Chief Kirsten Barnes, who is also the Director of Clinical Services for BCFNJC, representatives from the Gixon Wet'suwet'en Educational Council, and Linda Locke, the Executive Director of the Hazelton Community Legal Clinic. A presentation to the Lake Babine First Nation Justice Advisory Team is also scheduled for this month, according to a BCFNJC spokesperson. Expanding the network of IJCs across the province is a powerful undertaking that will ensure Indigenous people have the services they need to not only navigate a complex, often discriminatory justice system, Wilson said, adding, the IJCs support Indigenous people to remain connected to their community and traditional ways of healing and justice.